North Korea said today it was ready to shut down its main nuclear reactor, which has produced plutonium for the country's nuclear weapons program, and is ready to readmit international inspectors to monitor the process. But first it wants the U.S. to lift financial sanctions. Today, the Treasury Department took action that might lead to the lifting of some of them. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
It's been 4 years since North Korea expelled inspectors from the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency and restarted its nuclear weapons program. So when IAEA Chief Mohammed El-Baradei returned from a trip to Pyongyang today, he said the two sides had some fences to mend.
We cleared the air. We opened a door for a normal relationship between North Korea and the IAEA.
Last month, North Korea, or the DPRK as it's formally known, pledged to shut down its main nuclear facility in return for energy aid and other concessions. El-Baradei said the deal was fragile but still intact.
DPRK also said that they are fully committed to the 13th of February agreement, that they are ready to work with the agency to make sure that we monitor and verify the shutdown of the Yongbyon facility, including the plutonium factory.
But the North Koreans insisted to El-Baradei that before they honor their part of the deal, the U.S. had to lift its financial sanctions. Specifically, they want $25 million of their money that's currently frozen in the Banco Delta Asia in the Chinese territory of Macau. Stuart Levy is the Treasury Department's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence.
Many North Korean account holders at BDA had connections to entities involved in North Korea's trade in counterfeit U.S. currency, counterfeit cigarettes, narcotics trafficking, including several front companies suspected of laundering hundreds of millions of dollars in cash through Banco Delta Asia.
Levy said that the Treasury Department would bar U.S. financial institutions from doing business with the bank. But this decision could also lead to the release of some of the North Korean money. Levy's Treasury Department colleague Daniel Glazer added that that would be up to the authorities in Macau to decide.
We will provide the Macanese the benefits of our investigation, and we will be providing them in information and documentation. Ultimately, it will be a Macanese decision as to how to proceed with respect to the funds.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill arrived here today to prepare for the resumption on Monday of six-party talks on the North Korean nuclear issue. He said the disarmament process outlined last month appears to be on track. But observers say that any dispute, such as one over the Treasury Department's decision today, could quickly derail the process. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.